Well, Mr. Brady, back to DC this week. A lot of things going on the Hill, and it looks like some new form of stimulus for the automobile industry.
Well, maybe. Speaker Pelosi is pushing for a second stimulus bill. We don't know the details, but it doesn't sound good so far. They're pushing for a bailout of the big three auto manufacturers in America. My thought is Congress has already approved $25 billion to help them move to the next generation of future cars. I actually think that is a good investment. I am skeptical. Just adding another $50 billion so the auto companies can do what they've been doing isn't a good investment for the American people. There's no question. We want to keep those American jobs. We want to keep those American industries, but we want them to be competitive. We want them to be the type of industry that's built for the future, not stuck in the past, because there we're just going to keep pouring money down that black hole. Perhaps, I think they're innovative enough. I think they've got good people, but we'll see.
A big chunk of the money that they're asking for may just be needed to pay some of their union contract obligations that they have. Do they need to rethink some of this situation?
If they're going to be auto companies built for the future, streamlined, innovative, building the types of cars that the market really needs, then they're going to have to change the way they operate in a major way.
One of the other things that we're hearing is new information on the previous bailout situation. Companies like Amex becoming banks to get in there and make sure that they've got a piece of this bailout. Do you think that now it's time to go back and maybe look at monitoring this a little more?
Yeah, there's no question that so far they've been trying to apply a lot of different medicine to the financial crisis. It's too early to tell if it's working, although we're starting to see the financial institutions stabilize. That's a good sign. We're starting to see credit for the creditworthy come back in a way we haven't seen in about 2.5 months. That's good news. But still, I worry that they're going to spread that so thin into so many different areas that it really doesn't have an impact. It doesn't meet its original goal. Congress, we need to stay on top of that every day.
And in the midst of all this, we're hearing rumors from some Democrats that maybe our 401ks shouldn't be managed by us. Maybe we're not capable of that. Maybe we need to let Congress do that.
Well, this proposal by this new Democratic Congress to nationalize our 401k plans is dangerous. A lot of working people count on their IRAs and their 401ks for their retirement. And the thought of having to convert that over to the federal government so the Social Security Administration can run it, which, by the way, that program is bankrupt. No one wants a model like that. The thought that we would actually discourage companies from contributing money into people's 401ks, and at the end of the day, you couldn't even pass it down to your children when you pass away. Again, those are dangerous ideas. I'm hopeful that this new Congress rejects it. My stance is over my dead body. That's your money, saved from your paycheck, under your name. You ought to have complete control of it, and the federal government needs to keep its hands off of it.
Before heading back up to DC, though, you had the Secretary of Homeland Security down here in Texas looking at the situation for temporary housing, which has been such an issue since Hurricane Ike. It does look that finally those red tape nightmares are starting to ease.
It is. We're starting to see progress. And I have to say, as frustrated as I've been, I cannot fault the White House sending down secretary after director after admiral to unblock this logjam, get these trailer homes on those driveways. We're starting to see that happen. Now we're moving to accelerate the installation of them and to try to accelerate the flood insurance payments so people can rebuild. So we've still got a long way to go, but we're finally starting to see those things flow. Communities are starting to see those homes in their driveways, and with the new community sites and some of the other improvements, I think we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel.
And Secretary Chertoff was talking about how he wanted all of this resolved before the Bush administration made the transition to the Obama administration.
Secretary of Homeland Security wants to have our folks, the majority of them, in their homes by the holidays, and he's directed every level to dramatically turn the volume up and get these things in the driveways and in the homes. I was encouraged, very encouraged to hear that.
And I'll bet the people in Orange and Bridge City, this is what they've been waiting to hear.
And especially with it raining, getting colder, the holidays coming up, and people who are living 60, 70 miles away, they've got to make a decision where their kids are going to go to school after the holidays, where they're going to work and live. So we've got to get them a game plan and get them some glimpse of hope in where to live. I think we're starting to see it.